What's up? It's me, Bruno de Bru. Thanks for tuning into my podcast, guys. Let's enjoy. So, guys, today, 5 tips on how to live a happier life. Right now, COVID times, everybody's struggling to be positive and have a happy life. So that's why I'll throw out these 5 tips. I also use myself on how to live a happier life, how to be happier overall. So tip number 1, focus on yourself. This is one, it's kind of hard to do, but it is doable. But what I mean by focus on yourself is when you have a problem, don't blame it on something else. Blame it on yourself and try to work on yourself so that you don't make that same mistake the next time. What you do by this is you'll actually fix a lot of problems and you'll actually dodge a lot of problems because you adjust to what just happened, so you don't do it a second time, a third time, or a fourth time. So this basically just keeps stress away as well. So just focus on yourself, because you can focus on other people, but it won't help you live a happier life. It will only worry you. So that's tip number 1. Tip number 2, don't compare with others. It's kind of the same as tip number 1, at least not the same, but it can add up to each other, basically. So don't compare with others. If you do this stuff, it'll just sometimes make you sad. But this is just not what you have to do. You shouldn't do that, because if you focus on yourself, tip number 1, you improve yourself and not dwell about other people. So if you focus on yourself and if you don't compare with others, you'll be happier. Because comparing with others won't do you any good. It won't. So just leave that be. Just don't do it. That's tip number 2. Let's get on to tip number 3. Think about 3 things you're grateful for every time before you go to sleep. This one is big. It's a big one. This could really help you. It's like on the short term as well. And this tip is really important to do, actually. Everybody should do this. So 3 things before you go to bed. So what I'll do is I'll go to bed, I'll lay down in my bed and turn down the lights, ready to go to sleep. But before I actually go to sleep, I'll rewind the day, sort of. So I'll think back, what happened today? Where am I grateful for? So, for example, it could be you had a good laugh with your friends, or you're thankful for an accomplishment you made today, or you're happy you made made a good improvement on yourself. You learned something today where you're happy with. Like just these small things, or even bigger things, like that you're still alive today, that you have a great family, that you live in a good family with, where you can live up to your needs, you know. Like, not everybody has that. You gotta basically think about that and be grateful that you actually have those things to your disposal. It's not just given, you know. So that's number 3, big thing. Tip number 4, get a rhythm. Really important. So what I mean by that is, what I'll do is I wake up every day on 6 o'clock in the morning. So 6 o'clock, I wake up, I go shower, I go have breakfast, and I'll be upstairs again at 7 o'clock, something around that area. And I work on myself by exercising or doing stuff for school, or doing stuff for my business or something like that. And if I don't have anything to do, I'll do some kind of some kind of curse about something I like RPA or something like critical thinking or something like that. So if you get a rhythm every day, your body will adjust to that. And your body will like that, actually, because it will know what happens every day, and it will immensely decrease your stress every day. Like, really, it will. So, wake up on 6 a.m. is what I do. And I go to bed at 9 p.m. 9 p.m. is usually when I go to bed, and I'll sleep at, like, 10 p.m. something like that. So get a rhythm, it'll help you. Really will help you. That's tip number 4. Another big one. Tip number 5, the last tip of today. Sometimes just accept things. It'll just give you less stress, basically. It's just a massive thing. People don't accept feedback. People don't accept if something bad happens to them. They want to find a reason why that happens. They want to talk back to a person who gives them feedback. Well, you should just accept it and go on, basically. Let it slide off of you if it's something negative. And if it's feedback, actually integrate it into your life and improve yourself. Because the people don't give feedback for nothing, you know. It's something you have to improve if some people give you feedback. And if it's something negative, people will be annoying you or something, don't react to it. It will give you stress. It will make you angry, all that stuff. Ignore it, accept it, go on. My tip. So, I hope these tips will help you. I do think they will help. They really helped me a lot, and I also helped some other people using these tips to help a happier life. So thanks for listening, everybody, and I'll hear you in the next one. Thanks for listening, guys. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you learned something. Tune out.